Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. As far as we can tell, there isn't a single seasonal flavoring as ubiquitous as the wave of pumpkin-spiced food and drink that descends on grocery stores every fall. Pies, coffees, yogurt, bagels, pasta, potato chips, vodka, whatever the product, chances are some company or another has slapped on an orange label and made a pumpkin version. Among the worst offenders is the beer industry, where it seems like just about every brewery has now succumbed to consumer demand and jumped on the pumpkin spice bandwagon. Josh Jackson is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Paste Magazine, where Jim Varel is news editor. Together, they have made sampling these seasonal brews a tradition, and they published their fourth annual list of the best and worst pumpkin ales earlier this month. Josh, Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hello there.
So the first pumpkin-flavored beer I remember having was Shipyard's Pumpkinhead Ale, which my brother introduced me to, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. When did this trend really get started? Josh?
Well, there's been pumpkin beers a lot longer than there's probably been pumpkin yogurts or pumpkin vodkas. It's a long-standing tradition with beer makers, but I would say about 5 years ago it really seemed to explode.
Overall, what kind of changes have you seen since you started sampling, you know, a few years ago?
Well, I think the variety is really what you're seeing. You're seeing so many different approaches to the beer. You know, it used to be people would take their pale ale or their wheat beer and add some pumpkin spices to it. Now you're seeing pumpkin imperial stouts and, you know, all kinds of pumpkin sours and all kinds of crazy varieties. But really, in general, there's two ways to approach a pumpkin beer, and that is, one is to add a lot of actual pumpkin flavor, which is almost the rare way.
Yeah.
So many pumpkin beers are really fall spice beers, and they're just loaded with nutmeg and cinnamon.
Okay, so let's start off. For this year, you looked at 47 separate pumpkin beers. Let's start off with the worst contenders. Which are some of these beers that we should be avoiding at all costs?
Well, it's funny because what are the worst to me were the very sweet, almost syrupy pumpkin beers that are also very beloved beers among some pumpkin beer lovers. So if you read our comments, the fact that we chose Southern Tier's Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout as our worst beer is completely ridiculous, according to many who love overpowering pumpkin flavor in their beer.
And I'm looking at this on the website now. It looks like somebody took a Guinness and put black food coloring in it. It's so dark. And the description, your verdict, says, it's like taking an offensive beer and stirring in a mixture of Nestle's Quick, liquefied black licorice, and whatever form of tar they use to pave blacktops.
Those are Jim's words.
I may have written that. Yes. That was my hands-down worst.
There's a few that just taste like you melted candy corn and just mixed it into the beer.
So what are some of the best pumpkin beers that you thought didn't overdo it, that were, you know, really subtle?
Well, in terms of subtle or easier drinking ones, I really like that New Belgium Pump Kick, number 4 on the list. Light of body, you know, crisp, actually kind of refreshing, which is almost something you never say in describing a pumpkin beer. You know, something that I could actually see drinking with, like, a meal.
The Cigar City Good Gourd out of Tampa, Florida. There's nothing subtle about that beer, but the sweetness is coming from the malt, so it's like a good strong stout in that way. And then the pumpkin was more the vegetable nature of a pumpkin coming through than the candy version of that. So that one, and then Samuel Adams has a Fat Jack Double Pumpkin, which is an imperial stout with pumpkin in it, and it's just a hint of pumpkin with some, you know, good traditional spices in there that makes it not your average pumpkin beer.
Well, I was actually going to say that, you know, a lot of the beers that you featured here, they're not the sort of thing you'll find at your average grocery store. So would that be maybe the best beer from a brand that's pretty well distributed across the country, do you think?
It all just depends where you're at in the country. I mean, if you're out on the West Coast, it's not going to be any problem getting your 21st Amendment on this list or Uinta. but from a national distribution standpoint, you can at least count on being able to probably get the Samuel Adams or the New Belgium or the, you know, the big guys.
So Josh, are you a fan of pumpkin beers, or was this like an exercise in torture?
I am a fan of good pumpkin beers. There's several on this list that if it's October and I'm at a pub and they have it on draft, I'll be very glad to sort of embrace the spirit of fall. But there are few beers worse to me than a bad pumpkin beer.
And Jim, what about you? I'm wondering, was there any of these beers that were so different from the rest that they hardly even could be considered a pumpkin beer? You know, they stand out because it's different, not because it's good or bad.
That definitely comes into play. Number five, the Timmermans Pumpkin Lambic, stood out because it was on this list the only pumpkin sour, which,
I don't know about that.
it actually brought a really refreshing change of pace to it.
Josh, we've seen a real explosion in the hard cider market, definitely the past few years, and I'm wondering, is there any chance that ciders or whatever, some other seasonal trend, might one day overthrow the reign of pumpkin spice? Could something else become the fall seasonal beer, do you think?
Well, what's funny is that there's a new trend in pumpkin cider, so even ciders are falling prey to the pumpkin spice.
Josh Jackson is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Paste Magazine. Jim Varel is news editor at Paste. You can find their complete list of the best and worst pumpkin beers this year at wordofmouthradio.org. Initially, we thought it would be pretty funny to make a list of the weirdest pumpkin-flavored products on the market for our website. We then realized that virtually everything has a seasonal pumpkin version nowadays, so it might be more challenging to find foods that have yet to be pumpkin spicified. So we compiled a list of mouth-watering possibilities like pumpkin spice beef jerky, pumpkin popsicles, or pumpsicles, as we've been calling them, General Tso's pumpkin chicken, and my favorite, pumpkin spice pickles. You can check out that list and share your own repulsive pumpkin products on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. Well, if you think pumpkin spice beef jerky sounds odd, how about gumdrop bread? The triumphs and tribulations of locally produced, independently published cookbooks. That's when word of mouth continues.